Hello guys, good day to you. I would say good morning or good afternoon or good evening, but then I don't know what time you'll be listening to this, so I'm just going to say good day to you and welcome you to another episode of Moments with Raquel podcast. If you are a first-time listener of my podcast, you are very, very warmly welcome and stick around, trust me, you're going to enjoy this one. And if you are what I'll call now a regular, you are the best. Thank you so very much. Before I go further, I would really like to thank everyone who listened to the last episode, post-orgasmic frustration. Like, the feedbacks I got from that episode was tremendous. I mean, it was fun. It was really interesting, you know, to those who said they learned something and to those who just said, okay, it was outright funny, whatever it was that you got from that episode and you reached out to me to say, hey, thank you for doing this. I am saying thank you to you. Okay, you guys are the reason why I do this. Thank you so much. Also, this episode is coming about a week late. I've been so sick. Okay, people who know me closely would know that I've really been down with you know, some issues, but I'm fine now. I'm perfect. I'm really okay right now. So thank you very much. Now, moving on to the business of the day. I wasn't so sure what to talk about. There are issues, lots and lots of issues, and you'll be surprised how difficult it is to pick just one thing, you know, that you talk about, and not just because you want to talk, but something that would positively affect someone, you know, something that will make a difference, make an impact in someone else's life. It's not very easy to just pick something out of, you know, the being and say, okay, this is what I want to talk about. But the good news is, inspiration can hit from anywhere, guys. Inspiration can hit from anywhere. And okay, the inspiration for post-orgasmic frustration I got from a video I saw on Instagram. I explained that, you know, the video with Essence Art Kings. And today's episode is also inspired partly by a tweet that I saw on my timeline. So I was randomly going through Twitter and I found a tweet by Rick Hassani, you know, that very gorgeous man who I have a massive crush on. Okay, I didn't say that, but if you heard it, I'm going to blame it on something. Yes, I do have a crush on him. Anyway, that's beside the point. So I found a tweet by Rick Hassani and it struck a chord. You see what I did there? Yeah, I know, right? Struck a chord. Okay, moving on. The tweet reads, and I quote, "You wouldn't have to chase what is God sent. Remember this as you go." End of quote. For the purpose of emphasis, I like to emphasize a lot. I'm going to repeat that. He said, and I quote, "You wouldn't have to chase what is God sent? Remember this as you go." End of quote. So, here is today's topic of discuss. I titled this episode, "I Want It My Way." Yes, now would be a good time for the applause and all. I understand this is a monologue, but yes, now would be a very good time for that applause. I want it my way. As simple as this sounds, you know, that tweet, now referring to the tweet, it is a truth that would help you for a mighty, mighty long time, like for a really long time. As a self-acclaimed pro-positive relationship podcaster, what first came to my mind when I saw this tweet are relationships. However, it is not streamlined to just relationships. is applicable to your job, to your choice of location, to your choice of friends, your choice of plans, you know, your course of study, career path, and so much more. Before I go further, I understand that not everyone subscribes to the same faith as I do. I'm a Christian, yeah? But I believe almost everyone subscribes to the idea of a supreme, sovereign, supernatural being ruling in the affairs of men, yeah? And in situations like this, let's just call it fate. People believe in fate. Something controls fate. The point, though, is when God hasn't planned something for you and you keep pursuing that something, you will wear yourself out and even get burned out in the process. Trust me, you will. Now, to the part I really want to emphasize on, relationships. Before I go further, though, I'd like to state that I audaciously talk about relationships the way I do because I have been in quite a few, and I have what we'll call tons of experiences, both good and bad. And if I do say so myself, I think it makes me uniquely positioned, you know, to share my thoughts with you because they are coming from an honest place. Now, back to the subject of discourse. Chasing something God has not given to you, or something that isn't God sent, or in other words, bringing it back to the corridors of a relationship now, chasing someone that God did not or has not designed for you. Take my word for it when I tell you that this is one of the most frustrating, most futile endeavors you can embark on, because it will drain every fiber of your being, your emotions, your intellect, your mental health, your peace of mind, your joy, and even your physical strength. Like, by the time that person is done with you, you will not even recognize who you are seeing in the mirror. Like, you'll be physically tired because person don't show you no. You get. Okay. Now, humans, we are tough already. Love is tough. Relationships these days are tough. Marriage can be tough too. You know, even when both parties are designed to be together and they're in love and all of that, they still have challenges. Now, imagine a scenario where only one person is doing the chasing, only one person is putting in the effort, only one person is interested in the relationship and the other person is not, or that person is not even the right person for you to begin with. It goes both ways, men and women. Imagine just chasing a man or a woman that isn't yours. Imagine the stress, the continuous heartbreak, the heartache, the headache that you would have to go through. And if you're stubborn or stupid enough to keep at it, sooner or later, it starts to chip away at your self-esteem, at your mental health, you know, at your perception of yourself. And then you now find yourself asking questions like, am I not good enough for you? What is it you want that I can't give? And those really not good questions. You tolerate things that ordinarily you shouldn't. You suffer things that you shouldn't, simply because you want to be with a certain person for whatever reason you might have, no matter how valid you think your reasons are. And I mean, we're good at doing that. The sad truth is we are very good at lying and deceiving ourselves, telling ourselves the convenient truth and or putting up false narratives that best suit our delusions, our obsessions, even when we know better. Even when we know better, we make excuses for our destructive path. We make excuses for the other person treating us badly and wrongly, simply because they are who we want. He's tall. She's beautiful. She has a nice ass. She has gorgeous boobs. He does this right. He does that right. She does it. And you're just coming up with excuses why you are chasing after this person, even when you know deep down, you have that conviction deep down that this isn't the person you should be with. You shouldn't even be running after this person in the first place. But no, because they fit into some kind of narrative that we've given ourselves, we just keep at it. Wow. Wow. The thing is, we seldom ask ourselves questions like, is this who God wants for me? Is this who I should marry or court to begin with? Is this who I should court? Is this who I should date? You know, we just follow trends and things that should be. We think, okay, this is the it thing. This is what's in vogue right now. Not even asking yourself, is this what I should be doing? And now tying this back to other things. Remember, I said this is not just streamlined to relationships, even though my emphasis are on relationships. It still ties back to other things. Is this the job or the career path that God wants for you? Is this the course I should be studying? These are questions you should ask. Does God want me to travel or make this trip? Is this the country I should relocate to? Should I even relocate? You know, is this the car I should buy? Is this the property I should buy? The list is endless. It goes on and on. And until you can unequivocally answer yes, an emphatic yes to these questions, and have a solid conviction that this is what God wants for you, you would be piercing yourself with many sorrows. This is not a curse. I'm not cursing. It's fact. It's truth. If you don't seek the face of God before taking some steps or embarking on certain quote unquote journeys, you won't like the destination. You won't even like the process, let alone the destination. So take it from someone who has been there, done that. It will shock you how much it will cost you chasing after what is not yours, something God has not booked for you. Now, the way to avoid this madness, this brouhaha, should I say, is to first and foremost seek God's counsel about everything. Seek God's counsel about everything. I'm about to get churchy, or maybe I've been sounding churchy since I started, but that's the truth. And it is expedient that I do. If I don't tell you the truth, who will? And if I'm able to save one person, like just one person, from an incredible heartbreak or a colossal waste of time, then this whole thing would have been absolutely worth it. Finding out God's plan from the onset on any matter whatsoever will save you time, it will save you money, it will save you heartache, and so much more. And people, if you haven't learned anything so far, remember this. Don't chase someone or something that God hasn't given you. And secondly, if you do, prepare to be hurt one way or another. Unless, of course, you feed off the pain and the degradation that follows, then fine, go ahead. But if you don't, you might want to listen to this episode over and over and over again until it sinks into your head, into your mind, into your heart, that you never want to be caught chasing what God has not designed for you. And beautiful people, it is a wrap on today's episode of Moments with Raquel. Oh, I was so excited, you know, doing this episode. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you learn from it, you know, and you would be doing me a massive service if you could just like the episode, share it with your friends and family, share it on your social media platforms. It would be really good. You never know who needs this, you know, so sharing it, you know, helps someone who is not even in my immediate circle, you know, get to listen and pick something from it. And you can follow me on my social media pages, Instagram and Twitter at Miss Mordi, that's MZMORDI. Okay, and we can have a conversation going. So thank you so very much for listening. I really appreciate your time. Thank you for trusting me with your time to listen to my podcast. Okay, have yourself a fantastic weekend, and time is running real fast. I mean, August is gone. Like, this is the last Friday in August. Crazy, I know, right? So thank you very much, guys. As you go about your weekend, please be safe. Coronavirus is still out there. Stay safe, wear your face masks, still use your hand sanitizers, wash your hands as often as you can, and just stay safe, okay? Stay happy, and please don't chase what God hasn't given to you. Thank you so very much, and goodbye.